Good evening, everyone. I'm Danielle Woods, welcoming you to this live event. I'd like to thank everyone for taking some time this evening to join us. Tonight, Senator Nikhil Saval will discuss Pennsylvania's property tax rent rebate program, and will take your calls live. Senator Saval will be joined by Kate Dugan, who is a staff attorney in Community Legal Services Homeownership and Consumer Rights Unit. Together, they will discuss what steps you can take to apply for this year's expanded property tax rent rebate program. Together, they will answer your questions and offer resources. As a reminder, at any time, if you have a question and would like to join the conversation, please press star 3 on your keypad to participate. Again, if you would like to join the conversation and ask a question, please press star 3 on your keypad to participate. Now, without any further delay, please welcome State Senator Nikhil Saval.
Thank you, Danielle. Good evening, everyone, and welcome to our telephone town hall. I'm Nikhil Saval, and it's my honor to represent the people, communities, and lands of the 1st Senatorial District. Our district runs from Kensington and Port Richmond down through Fishtown, Northern Liberties, Old City, Chinatown, Center City, Graduate Hospital, and all of Philadelphia, South Philadelphia, east of Broad Street, and all the way down to Eastwick and the airport. I'm so excited to welcome friends and neighbors throughout the 1st Senatorial District to this telephone town hall. I'd like to thank everyone who is taking time out of their busy schedule to participate on tonight's call. Whether you ask a question or just prefer to listen to the conversation, I deeply appreciate your engagement. Like Danielle said, if you'd like to ask a question at any time during tonight's discussion, press star 3 on your phone. As Danielle said, tonight we will be discussing this year's expanded property tax and rent rebate program. Then, next week, on Thursday, February 22nd, my district office at 6th and Washington will be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day where you can come, get a booklet, or work with a staff member to fill out the booklet if you need assistance. So if you like what you hear tonight and are interested in applying for the program, please reach out to my district office to make an appointment at 267-668-3550. If you were not aware of this program or have never applied for it before, the Property Tax and Rent Rebate Program pays you back a portion of what you paid in rent or property taxes the year before. When you hear at the end of lottery commercials, for example, the Pennsylvania Lottery benefits older Pennsylvanians every day, this is one of the principal benefits of that program. For those who may not be aware, last year Governor Josh Shapiro signed into law an historic expansion of this program, raising the income eligibility cap to allow for over 100,000 more Pennsylvanians to become eligible for this program. Our senatorial district has one of the highest costs of living in the Commonwealth, and many of our constituents are cost-burdened by rent or property taxes, making this program crucial for offsetting some of those high expenses. To help navigate this complex issue, it is my pleasure to introduce our guest this evening, Kate Dugan of Community Legal Services. Kate works in CLS's Homeownership and Consumer Rights Unit, and she previously worked at Philadelphia's Senior Law Center, advocating for senior clients and in the city's mortgage foreclosure diversion program. Her work is focused on protecting and advocating for vulnerable populations, and I'm very proud to have her join me tonight to discuss this great program. Kate, welcome. Thank you so much for being here.
Thank you so much, Senator Saval, and thanks everyone for coming and listening and using your evening to listen about property taxes and the rebate. And you come bearing a lot of good news today. So just to give you a brief overview of how this program works and what it does for people, there are two groups of people who would be eligible for this property tax and rent rebate. That is seniors. And when we say seniors, we mean people who are 65 and older, and widows and widowers who are 50 and older. And the second group of people are people who are disabled. So if you are in one of those two groups, it is possible that you qualify for this rebate. This rebate will give you back a portion of rent or property taxes that you paid. So both renters and homeowners can benefit from this. One of the things, as Senator Saval just referenced, one of the things that just happened with this was that the income limits were increased significantly. So a lot of people who think they wouldn't have qualified or who didn't qualify before should do that math again. And the math is that the income limits are now $45,000 a year in household income for both renters and owners. And when you're calculating that $45,000, you get to exclude half of Social Security and railroad retirement benefits. So if you're looking at your income and you didn't qualify before, it is possible / likely that you would qualify now. In order to apply for this program, you need to submit an application to the Department of Revenue. You can do that on paper or you can do that online. There are phone numbers that we can pass along to call if you need assistance doing that. And as Senator Saval mentioned, he's having an event next week where you can get help applying for this rebate. You'll need to bring proof of income and proof of rent paid and proof of age or disability. One nice thing about living in Philadelphia is you do not need to bring proof that your property taxes were paid if you paid them in the year they were due. So this rent rebate, this property tax rebate is for property taxes that were paid in 2023. If you paid your taxes in 2023, you don't even need to bring proof of that. The Philadelphia Department of Revenue sends their information to the Commonwealth, and so that's one less piece of paper you have to bring. In terms of timeline, the application is open now, so submit those applications. The deadline is June 30th, but that deadline is pretty much always extended to the end of the year, December 31st, as long as there are funds available. The checks start going out July 1st, so people should start applying now to get those checks as soon as possible in July. You do need to reapply every year. So unlike some city tax relief programs, every time you want this rebate, you do have to submit an application. So if you got this rebate last year, you may have already gotten a paper packet to reapply. But if you need help get that or you didn't get that, please do reapply. As Senator Saval mentioned, the areas that his district covers are some of the most costly areas to live in the Commonwealth. And for that reason, Philadelphia residents get an extra boost in this rebate of 50%. So the maximum rebate in Philadelphia is $1,500 as opposed to the $1,000 in the rest of the Commonwealth. So that's one other giant benefit, and this rebate program can really help some people, and we're looking forward to your questions. I'll hand it back over to Senator Saval.
Thank you so much, Kate. Thank you for that thorough explanation. So as Danielle mentioned earlier, tonight we will be taking questions from you on this program. So if you'd like to join the conversation and ask a question, all you need to do is press *3 on your phone keypad. And I see that we already are starting to have some questions filter in, so I just want to jump right in. Danielle, would you mind queuing up the first question?
Yes, Senator. Let's go to Joseph in Pensport. You are live with the senator and his guest.
Joseph or Josepha?
Josepha.
It looks like it might be Josepha.
Okay. All right. I wasn't sure. Okay. I don't qualify for the freeze for the real estate taxes. I don't qualify for this program that you're initiating this evening. But what my situation is, my taxes are very high here in South Philadelphia, and I'm on a limited income at approximately $50,000 a year. So I'm on that cusp where I don't qualify for anything, but it's still very expensive to put out $1,800 a year for my city taxes when my taxes just a few years ago were only like $800. And I'm wondering if there's anything in the future for people who are on the income of $50,000, if they're going to qualify for anything soon, because it's a burden.
So to start answering this, Senator Small, if you don't mind. So one thing that I did not mention is the income limits now signed into law by Governor Shapiro last year will increase as the cost of living increases. Josepha, I'm not sure if they're going to increase fast enough or dramatically enough to cover you. What I can say, and, you know, without knowing anything about, you know, the history of your ownership, There are other tax relief programs in the city that you may qualify for, including the long-time owner-occupant program, which is designed to cap tax increases for people who have seen the kind of dramatic increase you just described. And the income limits for that program are actually quite a bit higher than the 3 days.
Thanks so much, Kate. So it is important to keep in mind that there will be, you know, there is an intent to keep up with rising costs and income changes over time. This increase was well overdue, and that there may be other city programs that JASIPA qualifies for. So thank you for that. I will, Danielle, if you don't mind, I think we already have a handful more questions, so if you don't mind queuing up the next one.
Yes, and again, a reminder, if you're just joining, to please press *3 if you do have a question and you'd like to ask it. Again, that is *3. Now we're going to go to Loretta. Loretta, you are live with the senator and his guest.
Hi, thank you. My question was, when I get my tax, I go to an accountant to help me file my income taxes, and he usually sends in the thing to the state for a rebate. Is this the same thing? I mean, can he do this one too? Is it the same thing? It's just that the amount has been increased.
Well, so this is a little bit different. So this isn't to say a tax preparer or somebody helping you wouldn't be able to help you fill out this form, but this is a different program than filing for income taxes. So I think that question is probably best aimed at your tax preparer. It's possible that some of them help, but it's two different kinds of taxes. So I would say just make sure that you're asking, you know, make sure that it's clear that it's a property tax slash rent rebate. So you're getting all the benefits of, you know, any income tax relief you qualify for and the benefit of this tax relief that you qualify for.
Kate, I guess I wanted to ask, because it did come up, this is just a question. And it came up with regards to a previous call. Can you explain the differences between city and state property tax programs and how or whether they can be sort of stacked or graded? I'm just sort of following up on one of the answers you gave to a previous guest.
Yes. So the good news is that you can qualify for both this tax rebate and city-level tax relief. It's not either or, and in fact, a lot of people who qualify for the rebate would qualify for Philadelphia senior tax freeze, which has slightly different income requirements. But certainly, if you qualify for one kind of tax relief, you should be thinking about all the possible kinds of tax relief. This is a rebate of property taxes paid to the city of Philadelphia. It's confusing because even though this is a Commonwealth level program, it is intended to refund city-level taxes.
Got it. I understand. So the Commonwealth is helping with local taxes for our residents in Philadelphia. It's with city-level taxes. And in addition, there are city-level programs, and qualifying for one and availing yourself of one doesn't prevent you from using or taking advantage of another program. So state and city programs both can help you.
Yes, absolutely. And I would say just flag that for any tax preparer you're asking a question to. So if they're doing state-level tax returns, those tax returns wouldn't necessarily cover property taxes paid to the city. So I would just, you know, I would ask that question to just make sure you're getting all the possible tax relief.
Got it. Okay, thank you so much. So again, *3, please press *3 if you'd like to ask a question. And I think we can go to the next one, Danielle, whenever you're ready.
All right, let's go to Bonnie. Bonnie, you are live with the senator and his guest.
Thank you so much for taking my call. I have actually several questions. I just want to alert you that I missed the last conversation because I was giving information to the person who was screening the calls. So I didn't really hear the last one. So if I'm repeating what you already said, I apologize. All right. I get the Homestead Act rebate. So when I get my tax bill, when I get my property tax bill, it all automatically deducts the $1,000. I haven't had to reapply every year, and it's not $1,500. So are we talking about a different rebate plan than the Homestead Act?
Yes, Bonnie, just to clarify, is this, when you say the Homestead Act, is this something that you're seeing showing up on your tax bill itself?
Yes.
Yeah, so that's one of the city-level tax programs Senator Saval was mentioning. That is a different tax relief program. The Homestead exemption is a discount under property taxes given by the city for owner-occupants. There are no income requirements, and you do not have to reapply every year for that. This rebate is an addition or on top of that, and this is money. This is a check that the Commonwealth will actually just send you, you know, depending on your income, it would affect the size of the check. But two different programs. That's a good question.
Is there a name to this rebate?
So this is called the property tax / rent rebate. And I think the way to tell if you're looking at information about it is you'll see the Commonwealth of Pennsylvania written on it. Sometimes you'll see that little lottery symbol. Because the senators have all said this is funded by the lottery, and this is it's not a city program, and you're not going to see it on your tax bill itself.
Okay. You had mentioned that there is going to be a meeting at 6 and Washington Square.
Yes, so that actually is, I apologize, I didn't mean to interrupt. That is an event at our office. This is Nikhil Saval, the senator. And the office is at 1109 South 6th Street, so basically it's more or less the corner of 6th and Washington. And that is going to be on February 22nd. And it will be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day. And so we're asking that people who are interested call us to make an appointment. And the number for the appointment is 267-668-3550.
3550. Great. Thank you. I'm very thankful that there's this additional help, and we'll just see if I'm if I'm eligible for it. I'll make an appointment. Thank you.
Thank you so much, Bonnie. Thank you for calling in and for listening, and I appreciate that. So I think, Danielle, we can go to the next question.
All right. Let's go to Margie. Margie, you are live with the senator and his guest.
Hi. I think I live in Dickinson neighborhood. But anyway, my question is, if I apply for the rent rebate, does the landlord have to sign the paper? And if so, what's to prevent them from raising a rent when you do that?
So that's a great question. So the application does have a place for your landlord to sign, but there is a provision in the application that if you can't get your landlord to sign, because I guess some landlords don't want to sign or are unavailable, maybe they live out of town. There is a certification that you can submit. I believe it has to be notarized to certify that you paid rent. And I would defer to Senator Saval, but I would say that showing up at that event next week, you probably end up getting some really good information about, you know, how to get your hands on that form.
Absolutely. So I would just encourage you to reach out, of course, to join us if you can on February 22nd. And again, the event is to make an appointment. It's 267-668-3550. And that's at our district office at 110709 South 6th Street. So it's basically the corner of 6th and Washington. But also, if you can't make that day, we're happy to help you on a day that is more convenient for you. And so with that, let's go to the Danielle, if you don't mind, to the next question.
All right, let's go to Patricia. Patricia, you are live with the senator.
My question is, if you received the LOOP program from the city for being a long-time homeowner, this is not anything to do with that. This is from the state. Do I understand that correctly?
Yes, and if you're in LOOP or any of the other tax relief programs in the city, you would still also qualify for this rebate as long as you otherwise qualify. As long as, you know, you have the age or the disability and your income qualifies, it's okay that you're in other tax relief. Yes.
Thanks, Kate, and thank you, Patricia, for the question. Let's go to the next one. Let's go to Danielle, to our next guest.
Okay, let's go to Mary, Washington Square West. Mary, you are live.
Good evening, Senator. I have two questions. I can prove my income. My age is 85. I'm a widow, but how do I prove my disability? The second question is, how do I get the paper packet?
So, Mary, if you qualify based on age for this program, you do not need to prove that you have a disability. Simply proving your age is enough. It's an either or. It's not a both and. However, in the interest of anybody listening in who would qualify based on disability, there are a couple ways to do that. If you are receiving Social Security disability benefits, you qualify. You can show your award letter, because the government has already determined that you have a qualifying disability. You can also submit a physician's statement, which would be in that paper packet. And there are a couple ways to get the paper packet. And I'll again say that showing up to that February 22nd event with Senator Saval would be a great way to do that.
Yeah, and once again, that event is February 22nd. From at our office, 110709 South 6th Street, 6th in Washington, and please call to make an appointment, 267-668-3550, or you can, should have mentioned, you can also visit my website, pasenatorsaval.com. I also meant to mention in a previous question was regarding an issue if they can't get their landlords to sign. We do have a staff notary available in our office, so we're able to help on that front. Then I guess we can go to the next question, Danielle, if you're ready.
All right, and just as a reminder, if you're just joining, you want to ask your question, please press *3. Again, that is *3 to take part in the conversation. So next up, we're going to go to Barbara. Barbara, you are live with the senator.
Yes. Hi, thank you, Senator. I guess what I'm trying to figure out is how to go about this. I mean, do I come to your office? I'm 83. I live on Social Security. And I would like to take advantage of anything that would make my life a little bit easier. So can I do that through your office?
Yeah, I mean, so, Barbara, you're absolutely, we can, what our office is offering basically is a property tax and rent rebate program day on February 22nd. And our office is my district office is at 110709 South 6th Street, so basically at the corner of 6th and Washington. And we can offer a booklet. We can have a staff member help fill out the booklet if you need assistance. And, you know, what we'd love is if you just wouldn't mind reaching out by phone to our office to make an appointment. And our phone number is 267-668-3550. And if there's anything else that we can help you with, of course, you know, we'd love to direct you to those resources and ensure that we're in regular touch. So that our staff at our office ought to be able to check if you're eligible and what else you might be eligible for. So as we're as more questions are coming in, I did want to ask Kate. I mean, so you, I'm curious about just how your own sort of how you ended up doing this work, ended up doing work at Community Legal Services, what your work in career in public service. So how did you come to what motivated you? How did you come to do this work?
Well, actually, I started my career in public service looking for the courts. And so for an embarrassing number of years, I think about 13 years or so, I was a court administrator, and I helped oversee the city's mortgage foreclosure diversion program, which made a lot of news back in 2008 for being a national leader in responding to the mortgage crisis by giving homeowners assistance as they go through the foreclosure process, giving them attorneys, housing counselors, help saving their homes. Philadelphia in 2017 started a similar program for people going through property tax foreclosures. And eventually I was so inspired by the work Community Legal Services was doing in those programs that I joined them. So I represent homeowners in those programs now. Mostly property taxes, but a little bit of mortgage foreclosure work as well. So, and then, the happy part of it is also getting people enrolled in all sorts of great tax relief, like the rebate and the senior freeze and loop, and just try to make it so people can stay in their homes if they want to.
That's a great story. I mean, it's great to hear that, one, it sounds like, you've gotten more involved as also as there have been more programs that have come into being and sort of maybe the scale and depth of the need has become clear. I mean, you mentioned the mortgage foreclosure crisis and in the wake of the financial crisis and then, the expansion of this program, and the really dedicated, incredible work of CLS, Community Legal Services to help people in need, of course, with issues like this, but all sorts of housing and utility-related issues, to say the least. So thank you so much for what you do. I will go now, I think, Danielle, to the next question whenever you're ready.
Okay, Senator. And, a lot of people have been jumping on later in the call, so this next question I think is perfect because it does touch on something that was mentioned earlier but might not have been heard by people who jumped on late. So let's go to Avis in South Philly. Avis, you're live.
Hello. Hello?
Hi, Avis. Hello.
Hi, Avis.
Hi. I wanted to know what the income limit was for getting the rebate. I've got it in the past, but now I don't know if it's changed or whatever.
So it has changed, but it's gone higher. So the income limit is now $45,000 a year for your household income. So if you fall at or under that for 2023, you qualify for this. And you do have to reapply every year. So some city tax relief programs, once you're in. For this program, the revenue should be sending out a paper packet for anybody who's qualified in the past. If you haven't gotten that, encourage you to get in touch with Senator Saval's office or attend his event on February 22nd to fill out that application again. Make sure you get a check.
Thanks, Avis. And just again, for everyone on the call, the event on the 22nd, for those of you that have joined later, our office is hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day, and you can come get a booklet, work with a staff member to fill out the booklet if you need assistance. 110709 South 6th Street, essentially the corner of 6th and Washington, and you can make an appointment at 267-668-3550. And again, for those of you joining now, we're discussing the property tax and rent rebate program with Keith Dugan from Community Legal Services. If you have any questions, you can press *3, and let's go, Danielle, if you don't mind, to the next question.
All right, let's go to Beverly. Beverly, you are live with the senator and his guest.
Hello, it's Dugan and Senator Saval. I just wanted to ask a question from the standpoint, we would qualify as seniors, and my husband is also disabled, and I realize you already said that you don't need to be both things, but because my husband is disabled, the property is only in my name, and I was wondering, does this program consider both incomes, even though the property is in one name?
Yes, so this is household income. And I think the department's guidance on if there are two people in the household who qualify is basically just pick one person. I think they suggest that the person with the lower income apply, but I don't know that it actually matters.
So in other words, cases to be clear, so it would, in this case, you would just one partner would apply that in the partner with ideally any guidance is the partner with the lower income is likely to apply.
Yes, so just one partner would have to apply. It's okay if the other person's on the deed. I would also say if it's physically easier for one partner to apply, do whatever works. Don't make this a burden on yourself. If somebody likes paperwork better, have that person do it. It's not a rule that the person with the lower income apply. It's just the guidance that they seem to give out.
Got it. Okay. Thank you so much. Thanks, Kate. And let us go to the next question. Danielle.
All right, let's go to Darlene. Darlene, you are live.
Hello. I have a two-part question for you. First of all, if possible, could you please repeat your address and phone number to the event? And second, I live in a subsidized apartment. Do I also still qualify for the rent rebate?
So I'll start with the first answer, with the first question. Thank you, Darlene, for the question. Our district office is at 110709 South 6th Street, which is in South Philadelphia at the corner of 6th Street and Washington Avenue. And our phone number is area code 267-668-3550. And again, the property tax and rent rebate program day is February 22nd. So if you call us and make an appointment, we'd love to have you, and our staff members can help you get you a booklet and work to help you fill out the booklet. And then I'll pass it to you, Kate, for the more specific questions.
Sure. And as a lawyer, I have to worry that a lot of the answers to questions are, it depends. So I think that the technical language is that rent that you paid, although I don't want to say no because any portion of rent that came out of your pocket might qualify. So I would encourage you to attend Senator Saval's February 22nd information session just to make sure. I do mostly work on the homeowner side, and so I don't want to tell you no, because I think that question would require a little more research.
Thanks, Kate. Thank you, and thank you, Darlene. Danielle, let's go to the next question.
Let's go to Norma in Society Hill. Norma, you are live.
Hi, and thank you for taking the call. Does this apply to condominiums? Because condominium taxes, real estate taxes, are paid to the condominium and then they pay the tax.
So the language in the guidance uses the word may. So again, I have to repeat the word may. But what I believe they can do is that they can prorate the amount of taxes you paid pinned to the value of your condominium. So you could obviously not get a rebate for taxes paid for the entire building, but you may qualify for a rebate based on your portion of the taxes. So that would require a little additional proof as to what your portion was, but I do believe that under the regulations, you would qualify.
Thank you so much. That's great. I appreciate that, Kate, and hopefully that helps, Norma. And again, you know, anyone who would like to apply can come to our office at 11070906 6th Street in Washington on February 22nd when we have a property tax and rent rebate program day. So I wanted to just mention that, you know, someone had asked, you know, where you can get the rent rebate book. We have those available at our office, at our district office. The Department of Revenue also offers it online. And so those are two options. We'll get that information, you know, over the course of the call, but you can, and most district offices from your state representatives and your state senators, wherever you happen to be, we're of course happy to help them. We'll have the book available. So again, and if you're just joining the call, if you've joined a little bit late, this is Nikhil Saval, state senator for the 1st District. We're here with Kate Dugan from Community Legal Services, talking about the Poverty Tax and Rent Rebate Program. And if you have any questions, you can press *3 at any time to get in the queue and ask a question. And so I would like to go, I think, now to our next question, Danielle, whenever you're ready.
All right. And I think we're going to go to Nancy in Center City. Nancy, you are live.
Oh, yes. Hi. Thank you very much for providing us with this town hall. I had a basic procedural question. I had never heard of this state-based rebate program before. I'm only familiar with the city one. And several of them, actually. And I was wondering, where could we read more about this program? Is it someplace online? And where would we get an application? Do we have to have a printer? When is it due? Where do we deliver it? And how complicated is the application?
Those are all great questions. So I could just give a brief overview of the ways to apply, and then I'll throw it over to Senator Saval to follow up with some more inputs and resources. So you can apply with a paper packet. You can just like fill it out by hand and mail it in. You can pull that application from the internet. You can go to Senator Saval's office. You could call, and I'll give you the number. So if you call 1-888-222-9190, that's the Pennsylvania Department of Revenue's property tax rebate phone number. You can call and ask them to mail you a paper packet if you don't have a printer, so that should not be the barrier to doing this. But you can also apply online. If you go to revenue.pa.gov, or you just Google Pennsylvania property tax rebate, there's a way to apply online if that's easier and doable for you. And I know Senator Saval has some in-person resources next week on February 22nd as well.
Yeah, thank you, Nancy. I'm glad that we were able to give you some information about this program. And basically, if you are interested, and it sounds like you've qualified and worked with the city programs for some time, on Thursday, February 22nd. A week from today, my district office, which is at 110709 South 6th Street, so at the corner of 6th Street and Washington Avenue, will be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day, where you can come in and get a booklet, as Kate mentioned, and work with a staff member to fill out the booklet if you need assistance. And we would be very happy to work with you, and you can just please call our offices to make an appointment at area code, and the number to make an appointment is area code 267-668-3550. So I hope that helps in terms of both, what the program is and what it does, and also, how we can help you. And so we hope, if we can, we hope to see you on the 22nd or sometime soon. And so let's go, Danielle, to the next question.
All right. Let's go to Annie in South Philadelphia. Annie, you are live.
Hi.
Hi,
Annie. Hi, Senator. I'm calling because I did my rebate, and I paid
to 23 taxes, but I came out, now this year I came out with $560 and that's what I paid. But for some reason, this year, I only qualified for $460. I'm on the Loop program, and I know they pay a part of the, they give me a discount, but I don't understand why I got less.
Well, so I think the general answer to that is that when we say rebate, it doesn't necessarily mean 100% rebate of the taxes that you've paid. Depending on your income, you're going to get a different amount rebated. So that maximum $1,500 that we mentioned at the beginning of the call, which is, you know, the maxed out rebate for somebody living in Philadelphia, is for people earning up to $8,000 a year in income. And as your income goes up, the rebate goes down. So it might have been that your income in that particular year just fell in the bracket such that you got that. But if you go to, if you either go to the in-person event or you go to revenue.pa.gov and you look at those income brackets and you say, wait, that wasn't my income, that was wrong, I think it's worth reaching out to Senator Saval's office, because, you know, without looking at the return, maybe there was a typo, maybe there was a mistake. So it's worth checking to make sure, but it would be pretty easy to confirm what you were entitled to and just make sure that you got everything you were entitled to.
Yeah, just to follow up on that, thank you, Kate. And Annie, if you have further sort of questions about that, about how that panned out and if there's, you know, on the chance that there's something that we can look into, I would recommend, you know, we'd be happy to just take a look. And again, our office is at 6th Street and the corner of 6th Street and Washington Avenue, 110709 South 6th Street. And on the 22nd, we're having a specific program day on this program, on the property tax and rent rebate program. I mean, that, you know, that's for, you know, so we can help you there or at another day that's more convenient. Again, our number is 267-668-3550. And, Kate, I guess I wanted to ask, just in case, this did come up earlier, but I just want to make sure that for those of us who joined, for people who joined later, if you wouldn't mind answering it potentially again, you know, that you had talked at some point about what applicants can do to get supporting documents together, at various points during this call, but what do renters do if their landlord does not sign the rent certificate showing how much they pay in rent?
Right. So the application, if you just look at the regular application, there is a place for your landlord to sign certifying the amount of rent you paid. If you cannot get your landlord to do that, because some landlords aren't willing or aren't able, you can't reach them in time before a deadline, there is a form that you can submit to certify the amount of rent you've paid without your landlord's signature. That form does need to be notarized, and as Senator Saval mentioned earlier, his office does have a notary on staff. So if that's something you want to get done next week, definitely call to make an appointment to attend that, or you can get the document notarized at some other point during the year. So there is a way to do that, even if you have a landlord who can't or won't sign that certificate.
Thank you, Kate. So I think we've got about a few minutes left. Danielle, I think we can go to the next question.
All right, Senator, let's go to Thomas. Thomas, you are live with the Senator and his guest.
Yes, good evening.
Hi, Thomas.
Are they going to reinstitute a Loop? I wasn't aware of it at the time when it first came out. I only found out from neighbors. And I've since found out that I would only be eligible for Homestead. But I am a longtime homeowner. I'm going to die in my house, I think. And I just want to know how I would go about trying to get Loop as opposed to Homestead. I understand very clearly that you can't get both, or you can have one or the other. But I would like to know how I'd go about doing that, to apply for LUP again, which to me seems to be better. I know they've had substantial raises in my taxes for, oh my God, the last 10 years. They doubled and quadrupled and everything else. I would like to get that frozen in time at this point if I could. And it seems to me every time they build a new house in the neighborhood, I'm in a neighborhood full of two-story homes, but they keep building three stories and four stories and places that are mansions. And every time somebody builds a home, my taxes go up again to reflect, apparently to reflect the new home building. But I live in a very small home on a little street, and I seem to be subject to these increases constantly. So how would I go about to get the loop so this thing can freeze for me? Because my income is very limited. I'm on Social Security disability, and I'd appreciate any information you can give me on this matter.
Hi, Thomas. So that's a great question, and I know you are not alone. I know a lot of people listening on this call have seen their property taxes go up and up and up as property values go up, especially that big jump between 2022 and 2023. Philadelphia saw an average of a 30% increase, but I know people in your neighborhood saw sometimes a 300% increase in their tax bill, which is just shocking and upsetting, and really you need tax relief. So LUP currently exists. It hasn't been discontinued. It's something that you should consider. The question of whether you should go for LUP, which is for anybody listening who isn't familiar, the long-time owner-occupant program. It's designed for people who have lived in their houses for at least 10 years and seen dramatic increases in their property tax bill. You can't have both LUP and the homestead exemption, which is another tax discount program. It requires walking through some pretty complicated math to figure out which is the best for you. And Thomas, I am not going to ask you in front of all these people how old you are, but since you called in, on the chance that you are a senior, you might also consider looking at whether you qualify for the senior freeze, which as of last year allows people to qualify retroactively back to 2018. So it's possible to freeze that tax bill at a 2018 level instead of a 2022 level, which for a lot of people, especially in the neighborhoods that you're living in, you know, in Senator Small's district, is a really, really big difference. So that I know I just threw a lot out there at you. You know, you can attend Senator Small's in-person event. You can also reach out to community legal services. You know, part of our job is to walk people through to see what they qualify for in terms of tax relief. So as we log off, I'll list ways to get in touch with us, and you're always welcome to get in touch with us through Senator Saval's office. But it definitely sounds like you need tax relief and that you possibly qualify for some.
Thanks, Kate, and yes, thanks, Thomas. I do encourage you to reach out to both either or both of us. You know, our office is at 6 in Washington, 11-07-09 South 6th Street. The phone number is 267-668-3550. And we're hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day on February 22nd. So I think we can go, Danielle, to our next caller.
All right, let's revisit Darlene. Darlene, you are live with the senator.
Hello once again, Senator. My question is, I have a friend, he rents two rooms and a boarding house. Is he allowed to file for rent rebate for those two rooms, Yanni?
That's a really great question, Darlene. I don't think there's anything in the regulations that would prevent him from doing so. That's not to say that I can guarantee that he would be approved, but I would certainly encourage him to try.
Okay, thanks, Kate. Thanks, Darlene, for that, for the question. And I think we can go to our next caller.
Okay, let's go to Lisa in Southwest Philly. You're live.
Yeah. Hello. Thank you for taking my call. And my question has to do with age. Is there an age limit or a range that qualifies for the rent rebate program?
Yeah, Lisa. So the rebate program is meant for seniors and people who are disabled. So again, the qualifications are people 65 and up, or widows and widowers 50 and up, or people who are disabled. So even if you don't fall in that age bracket, you may qualify.
Great. Thank you, Kate. Thank you, Lisa, for the question. We actually had a question come in that was sent to us through our website, which is from Candace, who's in Northern Liberties. And Candace wrote that my mother recently passed, and I was told that I could apply for the property tax rebate on her behalf. Is that true? She was on a fixed income, and this rebate could help settle some of her debts. Do you know the answer to that one, Kate?
Yes. So as long as she was alive for any part of 2023, she would qualify. You would have to raise an estate for that. I believe that revenue requires proof that an estate would be raised because the rebate would be due to the estate. But yes, for anybody who has died in 2023, they would qualify for that rebate. And I know sometimes that's an important amount of money to help settle an estate and take some of the stress off grieving losing a parent.
Great, thank you. That's helpful. Another question that we got that came in, which is from Antoine in Fishtown, and they wrote that they were a senior. I'm a senior, but I don't drive and don't own a car. What proof of age can I show aside from a Pennsylvania driver's license, which is, I gather that they don't have?
So there's a list of proofs of age that revenue will take. You certainly don't need to have a driver's license to do that. I would encourage the caller to go to that in-person event if possible, if they can get there. You can get a non-driver's license, really any ID. If you are over 65 and you receive Social Security, I believe that an award letter would show that too. I know that it's not quite as hard to get a city-issued ID. Philadelphia, a couple of years ago, started issuing, and I think they're free for seniors, free city IDs with a photo and birth date, just for anybody who needs an ID who has trouble getting their hands on one. So, again, that should not be the barrier to qualifying. I would say submit what you have, and if revenue has follow-up questions, and wants some more proof, they can work on that with you.
Fantastic. Okay. And again, also our office, what we're all about, all kind of with this information is glad to help. I think we've had a really terrific discussion. I really appreciate all the, constituents who signed in and asked excellent questions about the program. And I really want to thank you, Kate. Thanks, Kate Dugan, who is a staff attorney again in the Homeownership and Consumer Rights Unit of Community Legal Services. Thank you for providing so much important information tonight. So I wanted to ask if, people on this call, constituents would like to contact you directly with specific questions, what would be the best way to do that?
Yeah, and again, thank you so much, Senator Saval, for having me and for talking about this and for sharing this information with your constituents. You're welcome to go, get in touch with us through the Senator's office, but if you have a question, especially about a question other than the Commonwealth-level rebate, if you want to talk about city tax issues or just property taxes generally, there are a couple ways to get to Community Legal Services. The first way is to call the Save Your Home Philly hotline. So this is a hotline designed for homeowners who have any sort of question about their home. So if you're in mortgage foreclosure, if you're in tax foreclosure, if you have a question about a tangled title you're in, if you're an heir living in a property of a deceased person and you want to get more information about getting on that deed, the Save Your Home Philly hotline is 215-334-4663. So again, that's 215-334-4663. You can also contact Community Legal Services directly by calling 215-981-4663. 3700. So again, that's 215-981-3700. You'll get some prompts and just follow the prompts to say that you have a property tax question. You can also go to our website at clsphila.org. That's clsphila.org. We also have walk-in intake at our offices, which are at 1410 West Erie Avenue. So that's at Broad and Erie, right on the subway, if you take the Broad Street line. Currently, our intake hours are Monday and Wednesday morning. So if you walk in, you can sit down, explain your question or issue to an intake staff, and we'll get you set up. I would encourage you to check our website, again, clsphila.org. Because sometimes we do change those hours, and it's hard to keep track. So we always do post our walk-in hours. But a lot of ways to get in touch with us, and we'd certainly love to talk to anyone who has questions and try to help you stay in your homes if you can.
Awesome. Thank you, Kate. That is important. We also want to be able to help people stay in their homes, whether they rent or own. And I think this is a program that helps with that, and there are a lot of other ways so that people can receive help. So I want to thank everyone for participating in our telephone town hall discussion. Thank you to those who listened in and to those who asked questions and gave us suggestions. Before we close, I want to mention a few additional events that my office is hosting. So next week, as we mentioned on this call, on Thursday, February 22nd, my district office at 11-07-09 South 6th Street, that is at the corner of, essentially at the corner of 6th Street and Washington Avenue, we'll be hosting a property tax and rent rebate program day where you can come get a booklet and work with a staff member to fill out the booklet if you need assistance. We'd love to work with you, and you should please call our offices to make an appointment at area code 267-668-3550. And then on the horizon, we're still working out a date for this, but it's either going to be Sunday, March 3rd, or Sunday, March 24th, we will be hosting a free paper shredding event with State Representative Ben Wassman. And this is going to be from 10 a.m. to noon at Gianfrani Park, which is at 8th and 5th Water Street. You can bring your sensitive documents for quick, safe, and confidential disposal. Again, we'll keep people apprised of the date once that's settled on, but that's going to be on a Sunday in March. And if you didn't have a chance to ask your question about the property tax and rent rebate program this evening, please remain on the line. You'll be able to leave your question on a voicemail for me, and we'll be able to get back to you. So if you have any additional questions or concerns, please call my office at 267-668-3550, or you can visit my website, pasenatorsaval.com. Thank you again for joining us, and good night.